I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Efforts to restrict religious freedom are rising in Kazakhstan. Forum 18 counted more than 100 cases between January and June of this year. In the latest incident, officials began interfering with one church's attempts to follow the law. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
The New Life Pentecostal Church, they were just trying to get a new name to register. And then the police started visiting homes, interrogating them. In many cases, the authorities arrived at people's homes late at night and even threatened those who did not appear to cooperate. So the harassment is there.
Pray that authorities will release their chokehold and ask God to sustain Kazakh Christians.
Pray that they wouldn't be gripped by fear, and also that they would have wisdom on how to go forward.
And Africa is a vast and diverse continent boasting 54 nations. However, 44 African countries still don't have a sign language Bible translation for the local deaf people. Deaf Bible Society works with sign language Bible translation teams throughout Africa to provide support and funding. Right now, they're supporting teams in Uganda, Tanzania, Ghana, and Rwanda, just to name a few. Vasil Kidane is a deaf Ethiopian man and the Africa field coordinator with Deaf Bible Society. Speaking through a translator, Kidane says 10 more countries have already contacted Deaf Bible Society asking for their own sign language Bible translations.
And so we're planning to start engaging with those countries. Some of those countries is Cameroon, Malawi, Botswana, and then Zimbabwe.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.